Anna.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening. Ruby.
I just sent. Good evening, Ruby.
Good evening,
Evening,
Hannah.
Connor.
I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay. Connor, I just sent you a response to your email.
Yes, but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm going to send you the
Okay.
page that I have. It says page 8, and it would be page 9. I'm just missing two lines. But what I've been able to do is put a little booklet together for the third meal and Havdalah that you do on Saturday, at Motzi Shabbat. And then
Right.
I was going to send it to you and see what you thought about it, whether or not you wanted to use it. And I happened to just notice, because my copy of the song I have from the Art Scroll, and it was small, but I had the one from Kabbalah for All, and it said page 8, so I'm missing page 9. But I'll send it to you. Maybe it looks familiar to you. And if not, I'll just type the words on the back side of. But I haven't looked
Understand.
really at what you sent, but it's not the format. But I appreciate it though. Thank you, and I'll look it over.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Tzerurah Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagminu Tacharenu No Kufrei Shayan, Sin Tet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimodawad, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlen Betet Resh Tzaditach Kemo. The letters of the month of Av. The Kaf that created the planet Shemesh, also known as Chama, the sun. And the Tet that created the constellation Aryeh, the lion. The astrological sign of Leo. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Na el adata ket kuf bet tet nunayin yachid gea lamcha p'nei zo pre kedushata yud gimalamed hey zayin kuf shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yo Dea Talumot Shin Kufal Tzadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We'll now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rahum Vechanun Erech Apayim Viral Chesed Ve'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Avon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year of the goat, 5777. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitzilu. Urchimu, urchilu, urchilu, urchimu. Liakta l'shem yud he bevav he. B'yehuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yehino amam adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu konene aleinu ma'asei adenu konenehu. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to express Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we're able to express Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed within the verse because the letters of the name of the verse, of the name of the year, are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Elohechem Tadibaku, Kasher Asitem, Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that we can connect to. The first of those verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum. Achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav v'yitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, La La Hei, Wa Wa Wa, Yola Yo Wa La Me, Hei Hei Hei, A Ka A, Re Ka Ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Ade ad ki biya Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim. The year 5775, the year that has the energy of swallowing death forever, there are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is from Job. It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tisha mimeni lo tarpeni advili ruki. The second of the three verses is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavo iyam. Asher yitchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachum. Wehalakti itchem wechaya im yeshno. Paretz v'chipasti. Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Pigelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. Year 5774. Which has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that has this energy in the Tanakh, and that's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakan tachtal v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bnei avla l'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to study a verse from the Zohar that has the energy of certainty. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29 from the Sulam commentary. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekudcha Berichu Koma Diaved Leila Udata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Veleilach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedachya Leia Mine Yaulan Haga, Beya Kalana, Yahakulu Ovada, Dikshot Inun, Wikola Itzderich, Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we will say all of these 72 names out loud with their root vowels on the letters. But when we come to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim, we will scan them and we'll reverse that. And the reason we're doing this change is because the energy in the 9 days is more severe and we need to up our connection. Wahe wayo layo, sayo te alame, mehe shila lahe, aka aka heta, he zayo alada, la wahe hea, yo zalame behe, he re yo he kome. La wa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, nu la cha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ki ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo da da me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Please scan the whole chart. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the second day of Av, Rabbi Aaron to Umim, Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Abraham Stern, Rabbi Yaakov Cohen Yonathan. In the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper, today's class is a class continuing our study of the Third Temple. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 10, the third column from the left, which is the second column from the right. When you open that up, scroll down to, I believe it is class 3. And after you scroll down slightly, it will be in a place that starts roots and branches of the tree. The array of the 10 Sephirot, through which God creates and sustains all the worlds, constitutes the tree of life. The first image conjured up by the word tree may be of those parts of a tree that are visible to the eye, the trunk in green foliage. But the life of the entire tree is in fact dependent on the flow of nutrients in the sap that rises up from the roots. The roots are normally invisible because they stretch deep underground. The sap and its nutrients are the shefa that flows through all parts of the tree. Only through this vitalizing flow of sap can the tree live and its branches produce their fruits. All the different orders of creation, all the different species, and all the individual creatures, from the souls and angels down to the animals, the plants, and other beings, hang somewhere on the branches of the tree of life, namely the Sephirot of creation. Each species and each individual creature manifests a different aspect of one or the other of the Sephirot. My commentary. Contemplate the paragraph above. Each individual of any species has a root that hangs on the tree of life within a sephirah. Where is your personal sephirah on the tree? Which is your sephirah? Until you know this, it is blocking the third temple from being manifested in the physical world. Until you know this, you are blocking the manifestation of the third temple and the coming of the Mashiach, who tradition teaches follows an effect follows as in effect the manifestation of the third temple. For your information, the word until in Hebrew is ad, ayin dalet, and is a component of the Hebrew word for the year 5774. Do you think it is a good time to start or complete your search for your particular Sefirah? For those of you interested in starting here is some information for you. All spiritual people come from the Malchut, or above, in the world of Atzilut. All of the other nations come from the world of Briah. For additional information, ask a dream question. Be ready for a major change in your life if you have the merit to receive and to understand the answer. I am available to help in this search process. Returning to the translation. The branches of the tree of life receive their vitality from its roots. These are the hidden wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge that are mother to the three main columns of the tree of the Sefirot. Chesed, which is kindness, Din, which is judgment, and Rachamim, which is balanced mercy. When we think of a tree, we may think of the roots as being below in the ground. But in the case of the tree of life, the roots of the manifest phenomena of this world actually lie on planes that are above this world. My commentary. Please make sure you read the blog for the month of Kislev. It will help explain this upside-down world. Returning to the translation. In order for all the branches of creation to live and flourish, they must receive vitality from the very roots of the tree of life. Each branch receives its vitality through particular channels or pathways through which the vital sap reaches it. The branches must thus be connected with the roots in order to receive their vitality. My commentary. What is hinted at in this paragraph is that the Shefa for an individual cannot be taken and utilized by another being or entity. This is the reason that theft is wrong spiritually. Yet we are told that life force energy can be utilized by other entities. When an entity is given permission to take this nefesh, or what the Chinese call qi or ki energy, there is no theft, even if the person would think that there is theft taking place. If you want to learn more of these happenings, write to me or ask a question. Returning to the translation. Central to all the teachings in the Mishkanei Elyon is the idea that the temple is the place where all the different branches of creation reconnect with their roots through the temple service. It is through this connection and joining of the branches to their roots that Shefa spreads to all the worlds. Speaking of the point in heavenly metaspace, that is the source of all the worlds, the Ramchal writes, there is a special place where all these roots come together. In that place is the root of all things. In that place are the roots of the earth and all that it contains, the heavens and the heavens, and all their hosts without exception. In the place where all these roots come together, in the middle, there is a single stone. This stone is most precious. It possesses every kind of beauty and charm. It is called the foundation stone, and in Hebrew, Eben Shtiyah. There is a corresponding stone in this world, the lower world, in the place of the Holy of Holies. Stretching out in all directions from around this stone are channels and pathways leading to all things. At their start, these channels are great highways governing and regulating all the different orders and species of created beings, all of which have a deep inner knowledge of their root paths. From here, they all receive their share of the constant sustenance given to them by Hashem the King. Branching off from these highways are countless smaller pathways containing the individual roots of every single being in creation, from the biggest to the smallest. Each one has its own unique pathway. These pathways discussed by the Ramchal are the subject of an illuminating teaching by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. The world has a foundation stone. Channels emanate from this stone, reaching every land. The wise King Solomon knew the details of these channels and therefore was able to plant all types of trees. If people knew the exact location of these subterranean channels, they would be able to grow fruit trees even in lands where they do not normally grow. Each channel has the power to stimulate a particular species. Even if a certain channel does not pass through a particular land, all the channels are intertwined and flow into each other. If one knew exactly where this happens, one could plant any type of tree. If one knew the location of all the channels, one could make any type of tree grow. An obvious implication of these teachings is that the growth of actual trees and plants all over the world depends on these channels and the energy they receive from their root pathways, since it is the temple that all the pathways join together. The temple is, among other things, the key link in the entire global food chain. Indeed, many of the temple rituals center on produce, such as the daily wheat and oil offerings, the wine libations, the Omer barley offering, and that of the first fruits. This indicates that material prosperity throughout the world actually depends on the temple. This explains why the sages of the Torah taught that since the destruction of the temple, the quality of all kinds of produce has declined, while the prophets foresaw that with its rebuilding, the world will enter a new era of prosperity and peace. My commentary. Do you understand the meaning of these teachings? All starvation in this world can be eliminated with this knowledge. The scientific truths associated with the assertion that the temple rituals relate to agricultural holidays of the pagans become patently false, since cause is always spiritual. The cause of agricultural harvest time is located in this spiritual Eben Shtiyah, or foundation stone. Do you think that resources might be directed to people who have spiritual energy, sensitivity, in order to determine these root pathways? Sources of Shefa, the Sefirot, and the Partsufim. From where does the Shefa flowing to all levels of creation come? As stated earlier, the flow of sustenance and blessings through the Tree of Life is channeled through the Sefirot. To gain a better understanding of the Sefirot, we must start with the ultimate source of all Shefa, Hashem. We cannot know why Hashem wanted the creation, but it is a fact that the creation exists, and it did not create itself. In the Kabbalah, as in the Torah, the power that Hashem emanates in order to bring about and sustain creation is called light. But God is infinite, and so too is God's light, in the endless light of the infinite God. Nothing else can have independent existence, since all things are there, subsumed in the perfect unity of Hashem. To make it possible for a separate creation to come into being in order to fulfill Hashem's purpose, Kabbalah teaches that the infinite light was contracted or dimmed. This enabled different grades, aspects, and colors inherent in the light to be revealed, leading eventually to the creation of the finite material realm, that is the stage where we play out our lives in this world. Much of the Kabbalah is concerned with explaining what happens as the infinite light is successively muted so as to shine in a measured way, thereby creating worlds that can receive the divine light without being obliterated. The Etz Chaim of the Ari gives a complete history of creation, beginning with the first Tzimtzum, the contraction of the infinite light. This produced Chalal Panui, the vacated space that made it possible for separate finite worlds to exist. Within the limits of this work, it is impossible to do more than list some of the chief stages in the Kabbalistic history of creation. After the contraction of the infinite light, a single line of divine light entered the vacated space and spread in the form of Adam Kadmon, the primordial man. The divine light shone in 10 successive radiations, but the vessels were as yet unable to receive the intense light of the 10 archetypal Sephirot, and as a result, the vessels broke. The story of the breaking and the subsequent repair of the vessels, intended to reveal the light of the Sephirot to God's creatures, is central to the Kabbalistic answer to the problem of evil. The breaking of the vessels brings into being a realm where godliness becomes so hidden that evil may appear to be as strong and as desirable as good. This sets the stage for the unfolding drama of God's choicest creatures, which is Adam, mankind, who is given the task of completing the process of tikkun, the repair or the rectification of the sephirotic vessels. This he does by searching for, uncovering, and embracing the true good that is itself the reward for his efforts in this world of good and evil. The world attains a state of repair when the intended receivers of the good that God desires to give are properly aligned to receive it. The light must be suited to the vessels, and the vessels to the light. In this way, God's light can be perfectly revealed in a graded, balanced way on all levels. When the 10 Sephirot shine in their rectified state, it is in a mode of alignment, in balance, and cooperative interaction between giver and receiver. When the Sephirot manifest in this rectified state, it is in the form of the various levels of Parzufim. A partsuf is a person's face or appearance with his or her distinctive features, a head, a body, arms and legs. The human form reflects the Ketri of life, which is one of perfect balance. In the human body, the right and left sides meet and are balanced in the center column. The human form thus expresses the alignment and balance of right and left, giver and receiver. Another expression of this alignment and balance is when male and female interact and join together in mutual cooperation, stimulation, giving and receiving. In the terminology of the Kabbalah, the mutual interaction takes the form of chibur, connecting, and zivug, pairing and mating. All of these concepts of giver, receiver, right, left, male, female, mutual interaction, cooperation, and stimulation are aspects of the array of partsufim through which the 10 sephirot function in different ways on different levels to bring creation to its ultimate purpose. All the partsufim have the same essential structure of head, body, arms, and legs. But the nature and function of each individual partsuf depends on its level. Similarly, all people have the same fundamental bodily structure, but different individuals appear and function in very different ways because they are invested with different features and powers. In the garb of the various partsufim, the sephirot can send appropriate shefa to the different levels of creation. The main partsufim of which the Kabbalah speaks are starting from the top, Atik, the ancient one, the crown of the crown, Arikanpin, the long face, corresponding to the highest of the 10 sephirot, the Keter, which is the crown, Abba, which is father, corresponding to Hachma, wisdom, Ima, which is mother, Bina, corresponding to understanding, Zeranpin, the small face, the sun, comprising the 6 sephirot of Chesed, which is kindness or love, Givurah, strength or judgment, Tiferet, balance, Netzach, eternal victory, Hod, splendor, appreciation, and Yesod, foundation. The Nukva, the female, the daughter, corresponding to the last Sephirah, that of Malchut, kingly power, associated with the Shekhinah, which is God's indwelling presence. The central focus in much of the Kabbalah is on the partsufim of Zeranpin and Nukva and their interrelationship. This is because it is primarily through these two partsufim that the world in which we live is governed. In Mishkene Elyon, the Nukva is usually referred to as the Shekhinah, the indwelling presence, or Malchut, the kingly power, and sometimes simply as she. Zeranpin is referred to as Melech, the king. It is through cooperative interaction between the partsufim, and especially between Zeranpin and Nukva, that the shefa of sustenance and blessing flows into the world. My commentary. Now that you have become an expert in the Kabbalah, I suggest you spend a significant amount of contemplation learning the true essence of the terms of Kabbalah, and reread this section over and over to truly know the process of Shefa's route to the physical world. Lights, names, and numbers. The various Sephirot and Parshufim are different aspects of Hashem's power, or light, that is the source of all creation. It is because of the different ways in which the unified light of God is contracted that it shines in these different ways on different levels. In Mishkanei Elyon, the various Sephirot and Parshufim are called Me'orot, luminaries, or sources of light. In the present translation, this term has, in most cases, been translated as lights, rather than the more antiquated term, luminaries. Each different light is a particular kind of spiritual influence. Each of the different kinds of influences is called a midah. The word midah carries the connotations of both measure and attribute. Each sephirah, each partsuf, or aspect thereof, is a unique measure or level of the divine light. The particular measure, the level, and intensity of any given aspect determine its unique quality and its character. Just as different wavelengths of light are seen as different colors, a given measure is thus, if one and the same at the same time, an attribute. The very idea of measure involves number. Every day we measure distances, sizes, weights, heat, cold, electrical power, sound, and much else using numerical scales of various kinds. Much of the success of modern science and technology is based on accurate, sophisticated measurement of different aspects of the physical world. For example, chemistry provides measurements of the electron configurations of the elements and precise formula governing the ways they join together to form all kinds of compounds. There would be less agreement between students of the mind and spirit about how to measure character traits and emotions. Yet it is precisely with the measures or the midot of kindness, strictness, compassion, balance, and other spiritual qualities that Kabbalah is concerned. For it is with various combinations of these qualities that Hashem governs the creation. And the units of measurement are not numbers as we normally think of them, but the 22 letters of the alphabet, the letters of creation. My commentary. Thinking the letters as a unit of measure is very creative. It will take significant contemplation before I am ready to discuss it. The letters of creation. A letter is an oath, a sign. When we write for everyday purposes, the letters on the pages are signs indicating the successive sounds making up the words with which we communicate our meaning. But when a chemist writes the letters of a chemical formula, what is important is not the pronunciation of the letters, but rather how they are used to signify different elements and compounds. Everyone knows that the lines and shapes making up the letters and numbers in chemical formula are not the elements or compounds themselves. They are signs that point to certain aspects of physical matter, helping us to understand and sometimes to manipulate them. The letters of the Aleph-Bet are, of course, used in some simple written communication to signify how to pronounce and read the words of some message. But as written in the Torah, the letters of the Aleph-Bet are not merely signs as to how to read the scriptures in order to derive practical lessons that apply in our lives. While the Torah is certainly a communication to humanity on our level, it is at the same time a revelation of godly power that goes far beyond us. The Torah is made up of words that read as a message teaching us wisdom, understanding, and a path in life. At the same time, these words are divine names that are the power formula of all creation. The ink letters written on the parchment in our Torah scrolls are signs expressing and helping us to understand, relate to, and even manipulate the elemental powers that create and sustain the universe. These elemental powers of creation are the letters of creation, the 22 letters of the Aleph-Bet, as explained by Avraham in the Sefer Yetzirah. Each of the 22 letters of creation is a precise degree, a level or kind of godly power or light capable of combining and interacting with all the other elemental powers so as to produce infinite numbers of different formula, giving rise to all the different phenomena of creation on all levels. Since all these powers are different levels, degrees, or measures of godly light, it is understandable why each of the letters of the Aleph-Bet has its own distinct numerical value or gematria. The letters of creation are themselves the vessels of which the Kabbalah speaks, through which the light and the power of the Sefirot are revealed. The Hebrew word for vessel, kli, has a connotation of measure. A cup holding a given measure of liquid is one kind of vessel. A given combination of letters is also a vessel that holds and channels a given measure of power. By themselves, the individual letters are broken vessels that can accomplish very little. But when these elemental powers of creation combine and interact in highly specific configurations or formula, they have the power to serve as instruments of godly creation and blessing. My commentary. Each letter is a vessel. When the letters are combined into words, there is a new vessel created. When the letters are powered by the vowels and different vowels, there are two or more vessels created, which are measures of the world of the word vessel. When the letters are substituted for other letters, there is new vessels created, which are measures of the original word vessel, which is the first time the word appears in the Torah. This is from which or where the rules of Gematria and Noterican and other Kabbalistic methods are developed. If one truly recognizes the power of this section, one will realize that every word is actually included in every other letter. This is how we become so co-creators with the Creator. And this system is overwhelmingly beautiful. Please hold on one second. Divine names. The different configurations of letters making up the words of the Torah are all names. The Kabbalah sees the entire Torah as a fabric of mathematically and semantically interconnected names and names of names woven around certain underlying generic names of God. The different names, slightly different divine powers and attributes. The different names signify slightly different powers and attributes. Sefi wrote in Partsufim that actually exert their influence through the names themselves. It is through these names that the lights, the Sefi wrote, the Partsufim, send Shefa into the creation. The principal divine names explicitly revealed in the Torah are Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the essential name of God, Shem Ha-Etzem, known as the name of four letters or the Tetragrammaton, which may not be pronounced and is referred to as Hashem, the name, or Havayah, which is a rearrangement of the four letters, denoting the source of all existence. This name is the root of all other names and is essentially associated with the Sephirot of Tiferet, perfect beauty and harmony, and with the Partsuf of Zeranpin, the small face. I will give you an unwritten commentary. The name Havayah is Hevav Yud He, which is the permutation of Hashem's name in the month of Av, which is the month we are presently in. Another name of God is Yah, Yud He, and this name is associated with Chachma, with wisdom, and the Partsuf of Abba, Father. Another name is Echie, I will be, associated with Bina, understanding, and the Partsuf of Ima, Mother. El, literally power, associated with Chesed, kindness. Elohim, literally, the powers denoting the unified source of all the revealed powers in the universe, associated with Givurah, strength, and also with Malchut, kingly power. Hashem Tzivaot and Elohim Tzivaot, these are God of hosts, associated respectively with the Sephirot of Netzach, eternal victory, and Hod, splendor and appreciation. There is a name Shaddai, the eternal, associated with Yesod, foundation. There is a name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, my Lord, associated with the lowest Sephirah, Malchut, kingly power, and with the Partsuf of the Nukva, or the Shekhinah. My commentary. This is not a fixed list. This is not a complete list. It is actually doing you all a disservice to look at this list. Add to the list the names within the 72 names that are important to you. Add to this list names like Makom, place, and many other names which are actually attributes of God. Names like the word Ahava for love, Deaga for caring, Simcha for happy and joy. These are all attributes of God which are names of God. We're going to stop our class here at the Miluim. And we will pick this up tomorrow in our 7 o'clock class. We will have a Tikkun Rachel at 1:30 and a mini Zohar at 4:30. And at 7 o'clock, continue with our teachings of the Third Temple. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all shalom. Have a beautiful evening and a beautiful day.
Thank you, Hana.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.